Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Today we take on a big question. Do we really need churches anymore? It's an interesting question. First off, let's talk about the role that churches have played throughout our history. Settlers came to this land looking for religious freedom. And as the Bible verse Hebrews 10:25 says, we are called to not neglect meeting together. Churches provided exactly that, a place to gather, to worship, and encourage one another in those early difficult years. Can you imagine crossing the ocean, leaving everything you knew to start a new life in a new land? I bet those early settlers drew strength from their churches and faith to survive. Fast forward a couple of hundred years and churches played a big part in starting movements for independence and the end of slavery. Many who were against slavery were inspired by their Christian beliefs to fight against it. Many churches provided help and a safe place for slaves escaping on the Underground Railroad. And later on, churches played a big part in the Civil Rights Movement. It was from the pulpits of churches across the South that leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. organized marches, sit-ins, and meetings to work for racial equality and for justice. As Dr. King himself said, drawing from the prophet Amos, "We are not makers of history, we are made by history." The black church empowered and encouraged people in their struggle. So from the early days to the fight for independence to the battle to end slavery, churches have been important. They've helped shape our core values, freedom, human dignity, and equality. But it's not just about history. Today, churches continue to do good things in our communities. Think about it. How many churches run or contribute a lot to food shelters, youth programs, addiction counseling, and other social services? Feeding the hungry and caring for the least of these, as Jesus commands us, is at the heart of what churches do. Churches provide billions of dollars worth of services to their communities each year. And I haven't even begun to talk about the spiritual support, the counseling, the friendship, the sense of purpose that churches provide to their members. As Proverbs 27 says, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Church communities bond people together, provide a place to grow in love and faith. They offer us a strong foundation in this crazy, turbulent world. The old saying goes, it takes a village to raise a child. Churches are a core part of that village, teaching moral values, providing mentors and role models, and surrounding kids with a caring, supportive community. Just think of all the positive impacts made by church youth groups, Sunday schools, kids programs. Besides community support, churches also fill a deep inward human need for reverence, for awe, for sacred ritual. There's something amazing about stepping through those church doors, hearing the music play, and feeling connected to the traditions that have been carried through all the generations. In our hectic, fast-paced world, the church offers a sanctuary, a place to slow down, to reflect, to experience mystery and beauty. It's an anchor that grounds us and resets us, give us a better outlook on what really matters in life. The psalmist said, "Be still and know that I am God." You can do that at church. Look, I get it. Some people have had negative experiences with churches or issues with teachings or with leaders. Like any human institution, churches are not perfect. There have certainly been shortcomings, failures, and abuses that have understandably turned people off and turned people away. But I'd argue that the value and good that churches provide, the acts of charity, community, support, moral teaching, are too important to throw away or give up on. We should work to address problems that exist and to make changes that need to be made in the churches while still preserving that indispensable part that churches play in American life. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a theologian, said it best, "The church is the church only when it exists for others." When churches stay true to their calling of loving their neighbors, being a force for love, and helping our communities, that's when they're most vital and they're irreplaceable. So in my humble opinion, friends, yes, we absolutely do need churches. They are foundations of good works, ethical teaching, supporting communities of people who care for one another and for others. I'd love to hear your perspective. Give me a call or shoot me an email. I'd be happy to hear what you have to say. Reasonable people can disagree, and I'm always open to having my views expanded. With open and respectful dialogue, we can all gain a deeper understanding. Thank you for listening. And remember, faith, hope, and love abide. But the greatest of these is love. Catch you next time. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.